Welcome to Healing From Within, Transformation for Recovery and Self-Esteem with Dr. Harry Henshaw, a podcast dedicated to helping you overcome addiction, improve your self-esteem, and create a life you truly love. Each week, discover practical tools, empowering insights, and transformational practices that help you heal from the inside out. Your journey to authentic self-love starts now. Transformation, a new paradigm in counseling for addiction and mental health recovery. Introduction, the birth of a new healing path. The Transformation Counseling Program was born out of a fundamental realization. Healing from addiction and mental health challenges cannot occur solely by treating symptoms. To truly recover, individuals must undergo a profound shift in consciousness, a transformation that reaches into the very core of their identity. Transformation is not just about changing behavior. It is about becoming a new person, one who knows they are loved, empowered, and connected to something greater than themselves. This program begins with self-love and ultimately leads to a reconnection with Spirit, Source, Higher Power, or God. At its center lies the triangle of transformation: responsibility, choice, and power. These three principles guide every step of the healing journey. The core of transformation: self-love as the foundation. Every human being carries an innate need to feel worthy, valued, and loved. However, individuals struggling with addiction or mental health challenges often harbor the deep-seated belief that they are not good enough. This belief becomes the root of destructive thought patterns, behaviors, and emotional pain. In the Transformation Counseling Program, we begin by addressing this false belief through the cultivation of authentic self-love. Self-love is not self-indulgence or egotism. It is a realization that each person is already perfect, whole, and complete. Through affirmations, therapeutic practices, and guided inner work, clients begin to reprogram the subconscious mind, replacing negative self-talk with empowering truths. The work of Louise Hay is foundational here. Her teachings remind us that healing begins when we change the way we think about ourselves. Every thought we think is creating our future, Hay teaches us. And so, the transformation journey begins with a radical shift in thought, one that eventually affirms our divine worth. The triangle of transformation: responsibility, choice, and power. At the heart of the Transformation Counseling Program lies the triangle of transformation. This model represents the three essential components that drive change. Number one, responsibility. Healing begins when an individual takes full ownership of their life. This does not mean blaming oneself for the past, but rather recognizing one's role in shaping the present and the future. Responsibility is about reclaiming authorship over one's story. Number two, choice. With responsibility comes the recognition of choice. Every moment represents an opportunity to think, speak, and act differently. Addiction convinces us that we have no choice. Transformation proves otherwise. Clients learn that they can choose new beliefs, habits, and paths. Number 3, power. By embracing responsibility and making conscious choices, individuals reclaim their power. Power in this context is not dominance or control over others. It is the sacred ability to direct one's own life in alignment with truth, love, and purpose. The triangle of transformation empowers clients to become active participants in their healing. Rather than passively undergoing treatment, they engage in the dynamic process of becoming who they were always meant to be. The creative force of thought, word, and action. Transformation acknowledges that our thoughts, words, and actions are not random or inconsequential. They are creative forces that shape our reality. Much like Louise Hay's philosophy, the program teaches that the inner dialogue we maintain manifests in our outer experience. Thoughts are seeds planted in the subconscious. Negative thoughts produce weeds of fear, shame, and despair. Positive thoughts yield fruits of joy, confidence, and peace. Words are spells we cast over ourselves and others. Speaking with love, truth, and intention elevates our vibration and aligns us with healing. Actions are the embodiment of our beliefs. When our actions reflect self-love and purpose, we reinforce new patterns of behavior that support our transformation. Clients in the program are guided to become mindful of their internal and external dialogue. Daily affirmations, journaling exercises, and therapeutic dialogue help rewire old mental patterns and establish new, empowering narratives. Forgiveness, releasing the past. No transformation is complete without the act of forgiveness. Many who struggle with addiction and mental health issues carry deep wounds from others and from themselves. Unforgiveness acts as a chain that binds us to the past and perpetuates suffering. Forgiveness, as taught in transformation, is not about condoning harm or forgetting pain. It is about releasing the burden of resentment and reclaiming our power and peace. Louise Hay emphasized the liberating power of forgiveness. We do not forgive others because they deserve forgiveness. We forgive them because we deserve peace. Forgiveness in the program includes forgiving oneself for past mistakes and failures, forgiving parents, partners, and others who have caused harm, letting go of anger and blame. This process is often emotional, but always empowering. It allows clients to step into the present moment with a clean slate and an open heart. The power of the present moment. The present moment is where transformation happens. Many individuals with addiction and mental health challenges live in a constant state of regret over the past or anxiety about the future. They miss the now, which is the only moment we truly have. Transformation teaches that our point of power is always in the present moment. By anchoring awareness in the now, we become conscious of our thoughts, emotions, and choices. Practices such as mindfulness, breathing exercises, and mirror work, as taught by Louise Hay, help clients access the power of the present. In the present moment, we choose new thoughts, let go of the past, Take inspired action. Experience connection with spirit. Being present is a skill that is cultivated over time, and it is central to the sustaining long-term recovery and emotional health. Commitment, the key to sustained change. Healing is not a one-time event. It is a lifelong journey. Commitment is what turns inspiration into transformation. Many people begin the recovery process with enthusiasm, but falter without a deep sense of commitment. In transformation, commitment is defined as the consistent decision to show up for oneself every day. It is a pledge to continue growing, learning, and healing, even when it is difficult. Commitment involves participating fully in counseling and group sessions, practicing daily self-care routines and affirmations, being honest and open to feedback, staying connected to one's spiritual path. The program emphasizes that true commitment stems from love, love for oneself, for life, and for the divine essence within. It is this love that fuels perseverance and creates lasting change. Louise Hay, the catalyst for transformation. The Transformation Counseling Program draws heavily from the work of Louise Hay, whose groundbreaking teachings on self-love, thought patterns, and holistic healing have transformed millions of lives. Her books, particularly You Can Heal Your Life, serve as the core text within the program. Hay's principles include: every illness and addiction has a mental, emotional cause. Changing thought patterns can change one's life. Affirmations reprogram the subconscious. Self-love is the most powerful healing force. Clients in the transformation program are introduced to these principles early in their journey. They are guided to use Hay's affirmations, mirror work, and journaling exercises to initiate the inner shift necessary for healing. Her influence permeates every aspect of the program. From not good enough to perfect, whole, and complete. Perhaps the most revolutionary aspect of the transformation program is its emphasis on changing self-image. People who struggle with addiction and mental health challenges often live under the belief that they are flawed, broken, or fundamentally unworthy. This false self-image sustains a cycle of pain and self-destruction. Transformation disrupts this pattern. Through intensive therapeutic work, clients are helped to recognize the lie of "I am not good enough" and replace it with the truth: they are perfect, whole, and complete. This new self-image is reinforced through affirmation work, daily health plans, mirror work exercises, group reflections, and supportive dialogue. Changing one's self-image is not a cosmetic change. It is a fundamental reorientation of identity. Clients begin to see themselves not as addicts or victims, but as powerful, loving, divine beings with the ability to co-create their lives. Reconnecting with spirit, source, higher power, or God. The ultimate goal of transformation is spiritual reconnection. While self-love is the beginning, returning to one's spiritual source is the destination. Whether one identifies as religious, spiritual, or simply open-minded, the program honors each person's unique path to the divine. This spiritual reconnection includes discovering one's true identity as a spiritual being, developing a personal relationship with a higher power. Practicing prayer, meditation, and connection rituals. Experiencing oneness with all life. Addiction and mental health disorders often arise from a perceived separation from self, from others, and from spirit. Transformation heals this separation as clients reconnect with their spiritual essence. They begin to live with purpose, peace, and joy. Conclusion. A new way forward. The Transformation Counseling Program is more than a treatment method. It is a movement. It represents a new paradigm of healing that centers on self-love, personal responsibility, the power of thought, and spiritual awakening. It offers hope to those who have tried everything else and still struggle. It empowers individuals to become the authors of their own transformation, and it guides them home to the truth of who they are, perfect, whole, and complete. As Louise Hay said, "You've been criticizing yourself for years, and it hasn't worked. Try approving of yourself and see what happens." Transformation invites everyone to begin that journey today. Thank you for joining us on Healing From Within. If you found value in today's episode, please follow, rate, and share this podcast. It helps others begin their own journey of transformation. For free resources and more about Dr. Henshaw's work, please visit his website at enhancedhealing.com. Remember, the power to change your life is already within you.